Right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. This is Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, jessiewallacher.com. And we are going to be talking about forgiveness today. And not just that, because one, for sure, I am running a forgiveness course that is going to be 15 days long, and I am so super excited about this. But what I really want to do, whether you sign up for this program or not, I want to connect with you how much forgiveness can impact your life, how much stress actually does affect you, your mind, your body, your soul, your existence, not just in the woo-woo sense, but in all of who you are, and honestly, how to move past from it. So my forgiveness course, we dive a whole lot deeper. We connect the dots a whole lot more. But what I want to do today is just break it down a little bit. And this is something that I focus on like an entire week of with my one-on-one clients and like throughout the rest of our time together. And my clients work with me from anywhere from 6 to 12 months. And this is something that takes a while to really connect and to integrate into your life, because you have been doing it so subconsciously for so long that you don't even think it's a problem. You don't even think it's anything wrong with it. And also because our society just promotes the hell out of it, and it's not my favorite thing in the world. So what we're going to talk about today is stress, your metabolism, and how a simple thing of forgiveness, of moving forward and letting go and getting rid of all the negativity, can drastically affect this. It is not the lose weight in 60 days. It is not these exercises for cellulite. It is not this food to tighten your tummy. It's forgiveness. It is actual biological breakdowns and actual looking at how your body runs. And this is coming from somebody who did not pass physiology, who had to take anatomy twice, but it was because I was taught it in a way that didn't connect it to the actual person. I was asked to regurgitate that information in a way that wasn't natural for me, that didn't make sense to me. But when I took it in a way that made sense to me, when I broke it down and made the connections for myself and my clients, it makes so much sense. So I want to do this for you too, because I know I am not the only one who hates the biologies at times. And this is somebody who loves the human body and loves how it works and how it connects and how everything affects everything. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it down. And I just wrote a post on this today. It is June 4th, 2019. So if you want to go dig that up, go for it. But I really like how I wrote it, in all honesty, because I wrote it in the moment and it just kind of came to me. But what we're going to talk about is your central nervous system, your CNS. And I want to connect it as your personal assistant. So your central nervous system is in charge of all of your body's functions, from digestion to breathing to your heart rate to making sure everything is hormonally balanced, making sure everything is taken care of. So when you get a bruise and it starts swelling and taking care of itself, as I'm doing this, I'm looking down and seeing all the bruises I got from work. When you get a paper cut, it makes sure that you stop bleeding, unless, I mean, you have actual medical condition where your white blood cells don't actually work, so you can bleed out. But your body is in charge of making sure it runs as smoothly as possible and as perfectly as it possibly can. So your central nervous system, your personal assistant, has a lot on their plate. So what they want to do is they want to designate it to their assistants as well. They need some support. So your central nervous system has two assistants as well. They're breaking down your parasympathetic and your sympathetic system. So parasympathetic, we're going to call chill. Chill is fantastic. It is a friend that you always want around in a pinch, and just in general, because they just make the vibe and your existence just, you can just automatically feel so much better when you have chill in your life. And what chill does is they feel and heal. So they're kind of like your little hippie friend. They make sure you're taking care of yourself, that you're just letting stress go. They're reminding you to like eat your protein and make sure you're getting all of your vitamins and minerals in, make sure you're drinking water. And they're your friend that has asked if you pooped today, because they want to make sure that your systems are running well. And honestly, when you're with Chill and when Chill is in charge of kind of taking care of you, your metabolism can actually go up. Your metabolism is going to be highest when you're with Chill, and it will also be working on fat burning. So why it does that is when you are at a chill state, when you are in your parasympathetic, when you are just relaxing and taking care of yourself, your body can more focus on your digestion, can more focus on getting rid of that excess weight, because there's no need for it to hold on to. And why it would need to hold on to it is because of your sympathetic. We're calling your sympathetic dramatic. And dramatic in the sense of your sympathetic, your dramatic assistant for your central nervous system, is in charge of life and death situations. So yes, it has a very important job, and it needs to be dramatic in order to make sure that you're taken care of. So what it does is your dramatic is your stress response, also known as fight or flight. It's got a lot going on with it. So what they do is, in stressful situations, and when all of this designation of assistance was created, it was when we were living a very hunter-gatherer life, where like there were situations where it was literally life and death, like something was chasing you, another tribe was attacking, whatever it was. So dramatic was in charge of making sure you were going to survive. So what it does is it tells things where to go and what to do. It prioritizes things like making sure you have enough blood flow to your heart. Your blood flow is going to your lungs and it's going to your brain, and your extremities, so you can move quicker, so you can breathe more, so you can make sure your brain is getting the oxygen it needs to actually think through these situations and get you out alive. Dramatic is fantastic. It wants you to live. It wants to live. It wants to keep its job. So we're not saying dramatic is a bad thing, but another side effect of dramatic is, since it is distributing blood and it is focusing on the things that it needs to keep you alive, it's not worried about digestion. It could care less what you had that day and where it's going to go. So it draws the blood away. It doesn't focus on digesting the meal that you just ate. And it focuses, and it just like turns all that stuff into fat storing, because it has no need to worry about that right now. It just needs to get you going, get you moving, keep you alive. Now, as much as dramatic is fantastic, it's also hasn't come into the 21st century. So it doesn't know the difference between a bear chasing you, a tribe member attacking you, and somebody cutting you off in traffic, or getting another big project at work, or your kids yelling and not wanting to shut up, or having a fight with your spouse, or whatever it is. It doesn't know the difference. So it takes charge whenever there is stress. Whenever there is stress. And I can guarantee you, because this was me as well, stress has become somewhat of a status symbol for you. It has become something that you, like, elevates you in your existence, that you really hold tight to, because it's something that the world sees as a good thing. It sees, like, working through your breaks as being super productive, as having so much on your plate and not having a social life as a great thing, as wanting to take a week out of the year to decompress as normal. And that's far from normal. Dramatic wasn't meant to take over your life. Chill was. Chill was meant to be the number one assistant to your central nervous system, to your PA, your personal assistant. Not dramatic. Dramatic wasn't hired for that. Dramatic was hired for the life and death situations. It was hired for crisis moments. And they're not meant to be a lot in your life. But because it doesn't know the difference between a big thing and a little thing, it's taking over. And that's why you can't sleep. That's why you're gaining weight. That's why you're feeling bloated. That's why you don't know what foods work for you and you just have an allergic reaction to everything. This is why it's hard for you to get out of bed in the morning. This is why you need caffeine to stay awake, because Chill hasn't had time to come in and recoup. It hasn't been able to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, to repairing you, to make sure you're pooping. Because when was the last time you pooped? And just so you know, you should be pooping at least once a day. And if you're doing more than that, or like a lot more than that, or less than that, something's going on. Your body is sending you all kinds of signals that things are not going well on a very cellular level. That is what it's focused on. So the fact that you're taking on so much stress, the fact that you are holding it as a status symbol and keeping it close to you, is why you can't make progress in the gym, is why you can't make progress in your weight loss, is why you're feeling stuck at your job, is why your relationships are not progressing or getting any better. It's because you're stressed out to the max, and that's not what your life has been meant to do. Your life was not meant for that. It was meant for chill to take over. It was meant for ease and flow in a few stressful situations, but you get through it. But we have become so used to and so groomed to hold on to hurtful situations, to hold on to stress, to hold on to and work towards hard and rough situations that we don't know what it's like to actually live the life we're supposed to live. And that's where we get stuck. That is why we are struggling so very much. Why, when negative things happen to us, we hold on to it so much longer than it needs to be. And why it is so hard for us to be okay with taking it slow and taking it easy. And that's where I was too. I saw all of these people working so much harder and sleeping so much less and lifting so much more and eating so much less that I was striving for that. And that was not a good thing. I was taking on so much stress. I was tearing down my body. And you will, if you haven't yet, get to a point where your body just can't take it anymore, where your mind just can't take it anymore, and where you finally break. It could be years from now. It could be tomorrow. But do you really want to chance it? Do you really want to keep living the life that you're living, working towards a different outcome and not getting it? Even if you are climbing the success ladder, are you really going to sacrifice your health for monetary value? I need to find this quick. So, I don't know if you listened to NF or not, but he just had a... God dang it. It's in my other bag. I don't know how to pause things, so just hold on with me for a second. But he came out with a new song, and there is a verse in there that I think very few people will actually catch and really connect to. It's a single line, and it's something that says an awful, awful lot about our society. Let's see. Now I'm probably not gonna be able to find it. See, this is what happens when it's very live and a Brain Dump Diaries. Oh, here it is. Sales on the rise, but doesn't mean anything if your health declines. You're making success. You're seeing progress. You're pushing yourself to the limit, and you're not enjoying the moment. You're not enjoying the process. You're not enjoying all of the success that you're having and taking care of it and actually living in it, because you keep pushing for tomorrow. You keep pushing for the success that you're going to have, and you're not actually paying attention to the success you are having. You're not actually paying attention to the destruction that you are creating because of that. Your body is an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing that is housing your soul and taking you through this life that you've been given on this earth. And you can change it. You can help it, and you can create something bigger and better. And I'm not saying that you need to just throw everything aside and live your best chill hippie life. I'm saying that there is balance in all of this. And you've been holding on to so much hurt, so much pain, and so much unnecessary things that tear you down and tear you apart, that it will, if it isn't already, affecting your day-to-day life and affecting your future. Because whether you have kids now or not, whether you have grandkids or not, whether you have anything worth living for an extended period of time, do you honestly want to cut your life short for a moment in time that could last a second? Is it really worth it? Is it really worth pushing yourself this much when it doesn't need to be, when there is always another way? Are you finally ready to let go and move forward? And this is where the forgiveness course can and will be a little controversial, because it's hard to say I forgive. It is so hard to say I forgive, because a lot of those problems, a lot of those hurts, a lot of those stresses have been so built on the foundation of who you are that it's shaking everything else at the top. So the thought of forgiving, the thought of moving forward and getting past this, just almost isn't even an option. It's like wanting to move your childhood home across the country because you live on the other side and you want to keep it. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes we need to just let things go and forgive. It's not validating or saying it was okay to what happened to you. It's not forgetting. But forgiveness is giving you your power back. It's putting you back in control and no longer being a victim to what was given to you. And this is a saying, and I'm sure I'm not saying it the exact same way, but how you respond to things says a lot more than what actually happens to you. It says a lot more about who you are and where you are in life. Shit happens to everybody. If we all stood in a circle, we threw all of our problems in the middle, we would take all of our problems back after seeing what everyone else has to deal with. Because you've been given your issues for a reason, and that's because you can handle it. Even though we wish, God, just stop testing me. I don't want to take on any anymore. But you've been given this stuff for a reason. And you're doing yourself a disservice by not finding out what that reason is and not realizing what that reason is. If you just accept it as fact that this is what happened to me and I can't do anything about it, that is where failure comes in. That is where actually failing comes in, because you're not seeing the bigger picture. You're not seeing what is actually happening for you and not to you. And this is what I want you to experience, and this is what I want you to realize. You do have a say. You do have more control than you're letting on, and you can and you will get past this for a bigger and better life. And that is where forgiveness comes in. So, if you are listening to this now or before June 17th of 2019, I'm putting on a forgiveness course live. This is going to be something that will turn into a course that people can go through on their own. But as of right now, we will be doing it live in a group. And you will have me for those 15 to 20 days that we are doing it, where I can give you support, I can give you ideas, I can give you encouragement, and we will be going through this together, because this is a lot of emotional stuff that has to do with your physical body and physical being. This is what is going to liberate you and get you past the stuck spot that you're in. This is going to finally relieve all of the weight that you've been putting on your shoulders and holding yourself to finally move forward and to finally like start living your life and actually taking control and seeing that it doesn't have to be the way it is. That doesn't have to stay where it is. And I know you're ready. I know you're ready to give back this victim card that you've secretly been holding on to without wanting to validate and actually acknowledge that that's what it is. Because you're bigger and stronger than that. You don't want to say that you're a victim to your circumstances, to your thoughts, to your actions, to what happens to you. You're bigger and better than that, but you have been living a victim lifestyle. You have been living a victim life. You've been just living as if the world is against you and you have absolutely no say and nothing is good and nothing is fair. And that is forever going to keep you small. That is forever going to keep you hurt. And that is forever going to keep you away from the life that you can and you should and you will be living by going through this forgiveness course. I know that's a lot. It's a big say. But this has literally been the thing, the process that has set me free in so many areas, from my, from romantic relationships, from family relationships, from friends, from college experiences, from teachers, from coaches, from debt, from anything that has been said to me, from advice from fellow athletes or competitors or bodybuilders to a whole laundry list of things, and all things that I will be sharing on my Instagram, which is linked below, so come find me there. Everything is Jessie Wallacher right now. But forgiveness is key, because it gives you your power back. And I know it's controversial because we want to hold on to what has hurt us for so very long, but it is the thing that is going to set you free. It is the missing piece that no one is sharing because it's too emotional, it's too deep, it's too controversial, and it's so much easier to just give people a 30-day squat challenge or a cleanse that they can do or whatever, because it puts a Band-Aid on it and it's something that people will continue to come back from. Another one where I want to work myself out of a job. I want you to go through this and keep repeating this stuff over and over and over again, because you will have access to it for life when it stays on, when it's in the group on Facebook, and when I switch it over to a membership site. You will have access to all of it because I want you to keep working through this. You will have amazing transformations in those 15 days, and huge bounds and leaps are going to be created. But this is something that is going to last a lifetime. And these are the tools that you will want and need for whatever it is that comes up. This is huge, and this is transformational. And for $425, it's a drop in the bucket compared to everything else that you are and you could be doing. It's a drop in the bucket. $425 to completely transform your life and never live the existence that you're living now ever again, never have these thoughts, never have these fears, completely change the voices inside your head. It's beyond worth it if you believe it is and if you are ready for it, because this is the missing piece that is finally going to set you free and is finally going to give you the life that you've been wanting to live in so many ways. This is going to set you free and give you the permission that you've been wanting to rebel against everything else that is out there. Because it is biological, it is social, it is spiritual, it is emotional, it's all the things. Because you're not just a machine. You are so much more than that. You are very much based on an emotional state. That's why we have the brains that we have. That's why we have so many social experiences and so many social experiments, and why we're easily offended. Because there's so much going on that we can't physically explain and scientifically prove all the time. But there are definite connections between your emotions and your physical body's health. And if we can heal all of that, and at least make progress to heal all of that forever in 15 days, honestly, what's really holding you back? So, on that note, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are interested in the forgiveness course, I will have a link to it below. Otherwise, feel free to message me, connect with me on any social medias or on my website, jessiewallacher.com, for questions. And if nothing else, I really hope that this has kind of brought a little light to things. I hope it's brought up a lot of emotions. I hope this triggers you in some sense, because that trigger is the thing that is stopping you from moving forward. It is the thing that is holding you back. And when you can slowly start reducing those triggers and saying goodbye to them forever, you are going to be amazed by the progress you can make from that. So I hope you all have a fantastic day. Stay tuned, as I have some other great content coming up very soon. And I will talk to you guys again then. Bye-bye.